coming up at 7:50.
Hey, remember when NASA was... Well,
that's a hell of a send up for that.
Got your attention, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
All right. Well, you remember NASA?
Yes.
Was telling you... Remember NASA were trying NASA? To be relevant? Yeah. Remember how they got all excited? What was it, about 2 weeks ago?
That they'd found something.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Well, today at 11 o'clock... They will have a news conference, and they're telling us, well, it's interesting, but it's not earth-shaking.
Oh.
It's not going to force humanity to rethink its place in the universe.
Is it Mars-shaking?
Well, no, it's really not.
Is it any planet-shaking?
It's a big curiosity is what it is. The discovery began swirling around a couple of weeks ago, story quoting the mission chief scientist John Grotzinger, is saying that the rover's Sample Analysis at Mars instrument, or SAM as they call it, had recently gathered data, quote, for the history books, unquote. Because SAM can identify organic compounds, the carbon-containing building blocks of life, as we know them, many people speculated the car-sized robot had discovered complex organics there in the Martian soil.
For the record, though, there's a lot of boring things in history books.
Yeah, well, that's true. So what they're trying to tell us now is, well, wait a minute, it may not be that big a deal. So, like that.
So it was basically a big fat, never mind.
Yeah, it's basically it.
And have to take the space shuttle-shaped Christmas ornaments I bought back to the store.
Well, I mean, no, I guess if you still want to do space shuttle, that'd be okay. It's just relevance. It's all about relevance. Okay, so now we hear about you know, fortunately, in this part of the world, we don't get snowstorms or blizzards that cause traffic jams.
Often.
Different over there in Russia. Thousands of cars and trucks have been stuck on a major highway, some for more than 2 days, in a traffic jam dozens of miles long. Heavy snow in northwest Moscow. I didn't see that on the Weather Channel. I didn't know that. Reports put the length of the traffic jam between 25 and 120 miles. Well, you know, there's a big difference between 25 and 120 miles.
Yeah,
couldn't
they get a chopper up there to see exactly how big
it is? Well, maybe it's hard to tell from all the snow. Landmarks are covered up.
One man said that he'd advanced about 1 mile over the last 24 hours. That means he doesn't know who won the NFL games in Russia. Oh, never mind.
That's a lot of yellow snow.
He doesn't know.
Heaven.
Think about all
what are you going to do out there?
That's right. Oh. Think about all those northwestern Muscovites out there, the northwestern Russians who don't know the college bowl pairings. How can they go to work today not knowing that?
I don't know the college
Because they can
bowl
listen pairings. Online to WTAW
That's
if
right.
they've got the right app.
Can find that out, right.
All over the world.
Hey, today, by the way, is a happy birthday for the first text message that was sent. December 3rd. 1992.
No kid, that long 92. Ago.
1992. All right, that means 20 years.
Think of all the trouble they've caused.
Neil Patrick. Boy, that's an understatement.
Yeah, it is.
Neil Papworth used a personal computer and sent Richard Jarvis a message to his Orbitel 901 handset. The text message was, "Merry Christmas." Merry Christmas. Just so you'll know, to keep things in perspective, in 2011, text generated over $165 billion in revenue worldwide. Texting.
In 20 years.
You should text somebody today, happy birthday text, just for something different.
I'm working on it right now, Scott.
Okay, thanks.
Turn your phone on.
I don't bring my phone into the studio most days, and today is one of those days. So anyway, we're all pumped up about this half-billion-dollar lottery thing that they just did, right? And so everybody's thinking they want to win in the next Powerball. And so if you want an edge, just in time, Mark McCracken. Mark is a software developer. He says he's got a program called the Lottery Picker that can increase your chances So the software helps streamline the labor of buying and filling out and checking those multiple tickets.
So exactly how much does this cost?
Oh, now wait, we'll get to that in a minute. Now we'll get to that in a minute. Yeah. But wait, there's more.
Oh.
Yeah. McCracken says the lottery picker works based on algorithms using past numbers, and he keeps a database of all the numbers ever drawn and looks for winning combinations. Despite the fact that lotteries are random, Mark says that, in fact, it is a well-known fact that some numbers are drawn way more frequently than others, while some aren't drawn at all. In Powerball, a lot of numbers have never been drawn together with the Powerball. It goes through a statistical, he says, I go through statistical information like that. It can all be yours for just $140.
I'm curious, what's his other job?
Well, of course, this is great timing. This is just the time to roll it out after the half billion dollar Powerball. And I don't know if this is the guy. Bortz had a guy on last week who talked about the lottery. And he apparently has statistically done better than most people had. And I don't know if he was hawking a book or not. I just know that he happened to be on there. But nonetheless, who knows? Maybe the secret is out there. Oh, guess what?
What?
Wow.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I mean, you led right into that.
I've never heard that before.
You never did that as a kid? Or like, guess what? Chicken butt.
I didn't either. My daughter said that a few times, though.
Oh, really? Yes. Oh, okay. All right. So there has been another person on Earth who said that. Okay. All right. I didn't know if that was just another one of your weird family traditions, Kat. Okay.
I think that boils back down to our age again, Scott.
Okay, that's it. Yeah. All right. Apple Corps Baltimore, right? The whole thing? Okay. All right. She doesn't know that one, probably. Former President Bill Clinton played golf yesterday with Barack Obama.
Shocking.
I know.
Golf? No.
Yeah, they played there at that golf course there in Maryland where he likes to play. Isn't that wonderful? I am so glad to hear that. Coming up in the next half hour, it's about time to put up your Christmas tree. Or maybe you already have.
Yes, sir.
There is an equation.
There
is an equation.
You're stepping into my territory, Scott.
Equation as to how many lights should be on your Christmas tree.
Really?
Yeah. See, once again, one less thing for you to worry about now. You'll be able to know exactly how much lighting you should have on your Christmas tree.
What egghead did this?
Yeah, well, we'll find out.
Aesthetic equation?
Well, we'll find out in just a minute. Hello.
Well, golf is the new fiddling, haven't you heard?
Yeah.
Nero jokes. You got to love it.
Thank you. Red Nose just met a reindeer named Rudolph to Karen Mallett until she bought a print by that name for $12.34 at a Goodwill store in Milwaukee. Turned out to be a lithograph by Alexander Calder. This Red Nose is worth $9,000.
Wow.
Thank you very much. Yep. And last month, Salvador Dali, a sketch by him, found that a Goodwill in Tacoma, Washington, sold for $21,000. And last summer, a North Carolina woman pocketed more than $27,000 for a painting she bought for $9.99 at Goodwill.
And the American Pickers have driven their white van.
They
off
really
the
have.
Edge
they
the
are
cliff.
All over going, how did we miss this one? All we're doing is buying rotten bicycles.
Yeah. Brand new pool.